Time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink, thou. That's right. I am here in the Bermuda Triangle at the Bermuda Triangle base of Puerto Rico. My producer and engineer, Mr. Sam the Animal Still, is at the flagship station in Asheville, North Carolina, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, Shelley, one thing I think is sort of funny about Wright's Coin Shop is that people always talk about social spots like you know, the barber shop or the salon, you know, being places where people get to get and socialize and talk about the news of the day and conspiracy theories and just, you know, weird experiences. And Wright's Coin Shop is the place where people do that in Asheville. You have people who listen to this program coming in every single day. So it's more than just a business. It's also the point of contact between that culture and you know, what you do as a business. How would you sort of exemplify that element of Wright's Coin Shop?
How would I exemplify it?
Yeah, you know, for example, you're always texting me saying, this is a listener who came in. Now this listener came in. Listen to what this guy said. You know, you just have this weird list of people who come in bringing amazing content. You're like, oh, by the way, they bought, you know, $1,000 planes while they were here.
Right. And where else can I have a nun who loves to listen to our show? She's wonderful.
I'm sorry, sister.
Yeah, she's great. I know, and she's got wonderful stories. She'll call me maybe in the morning, and then later on in the afternoon, I will be visited by a priest exorcist. You've got everybody in between and everybody with their stories.
What's in between the nun and the priest exorcist? What falls in between there?
You never know. You may have somebody that saw a UFO. You may have somebody that has ghost stories for you. You never know. You never know what each day is going to be like. And who's going to share their experiences and want to hear more about my experiences, or even yours, Joshua. I hear a lot of people saying, hey, I got a story for Joshua. You think he'd like to hear it?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we may even have the exorcist on the show next week.
This is true.
Yeah, because he has been to Wright's Coin Shop to see you. He's emailed me, and you know, it is amazing, again, just, you know, the point of contact that Wright's is for our audience.
It is.
And beyond that, you know, people come into Wright's and they go in there with like 20 bucks, and then they come back later and they say, I can't believe how far that 20 bucks went. And the next thing you know, they're some of your best customers. Why do people love your shop so much?
Well, besides the fact that we are a really fun place to go and you never know what you're going to hear, you really can pick up a lot of really great stuff, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And most people think, oh, coins, I'll never be able to afford that. There's nothing in my price range. And that is just not true at all. You never, just like you never know what you're going to hear when you... when you come in, you never know what you're going to find when you come in. And, you know, just like, it's like a little treasure hunt every time you come in, because nothing's ever the same in there. I mean, you may have books and supplies in basically the same places, but the coins, they are changing every day. We're always adding new things and mostly selling, you know, everything out and then replacing, and so nothing's ever the same. But you can find something really, really cool, and it not cost you very much at all. And it's just, it's fun. It's fun, even if you just come in and look and listen to what's going on.
It's fun, Josh.
It's fun. It's a great place. It's a fun place.
And it's you guys don't hard sell people.
No.
You don't be uncomfortable. You don't work on commissions.
No.
You know,
No.
Well, you're a family business. You guys have been in business for 40-plus years. And, you know, if here's the thing. People don't like the idea of going into a shop if they think, I'm going to walk in here and feel uncomfortable, because immediately there are hyenas that are going to leap on me and try to sell something to me. I hate that feeling when I'm walking through a mall and I'm going by shops. And, I mean, they're so desperate. And they're out there, like, dragging you in. And there may be things that you want to look at, but you don't even want to walk in and start looking, because you know, oh God, now I have to deal with this, you know, person who's going to try to you know, again, pressure me into buying something. The reason that your customers keep coming back is because you don't do that.
We don't. If anything, it's, hey, you know, you doing all right? Just let us know if you want to see anything, because, you know, we're still talking about all really weird, fun, crazy things, you know, that's going on in the background, but we don't want anybody to think that we've forgotten about them. If anything, it's, hey, you know, if you don't see something that you want to see, let us know, because we don't always have room to put everything out, and we want to show you everything that you want to see. We want to talk to you about it if you want to talk about it, but we don't hard sell anyone, and we don't want you to feel like we're going to pounce on you. We want you just to have fun looking, but don't feel like we're just, you know, hanging around you and aren't going to let you breathe or anything.
So listen, if you go to WrightsCoinShop.com, that's WRIGHTS. If you go to WrightsCoinShop.com, which is also linked to SpeakingOfStrange.com, you will find directions to their site at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And how can people anywhere in the world call and ask to speak to you, Shelley?
Just give us a call at 828-298-5402. We're there Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30. And I'm there most of the time. We don't take a lunch break. We just eat there in between phone calls and customers. So we're pretty much in there for the day, for the long haul.
Okay, well, it's an easy way to turn your money into more money. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Shelley, let me ask you a personal question. Shelley, do you have a nipple ring?
No, I don't.
She has two.
Have I ever dated anybody with a nipple ring?
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in fact, Shelley only dates guys with belly button rings.
do you have any nipple piercings?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
No.
But what? You've dated men with nipple piercings?
I have.
Well, how did you feel about that?
You know,
was it like a surprise? Was it like one of those things where you didn't know it at first, and like he took his shirt off, and you're like, "Oh, I."
You know, one person, I realized it. I had seen them without, and then with, and I'm like, "What? I don't remember seeing this before."
They were clip-on.
No, it was just something that was done. the other person that I didn't know they had a nipple ring.
And so, Sam, have you ever had a nipple piercing?
I tried to pierce my nipple in the 9th or 10th grade while my parents were at church one night.
Of course you did.
Yeah, and back then, this was, you know, pre-realizing it was completely ridiculous for a man to have a belly button ring. I tried to pierce my belly button as well.
Oh.
With a straight, you know, a post earring. It was very painful.
I don't have any piercings or no
ink.
Tattoos.
No ink.
I am a pure ivory
virginal.
You're a blank canvas.
I feel like, you know, I have a new book coming out soon. Maybe to help get some publicity, I'll contact our friends at News 13 and the Citizen Times, and I'll go downtown wearing a big, thick, majestic robe like the Ghost of Christmas Present. And right next to the Vance Monument, I'll just fling it off and say, "Behold! Behold the perfection that only God in his almighty imagination could produce."
So this would be a tie-in with the sunglasses, the promotional sunglasses that will go with the book to shield everybody's eyes from the reflection off of your lily-white ass.
Is this
maybe... Huh?
Is this going to be at the same time when they have the topless rally?
If it coincides with my book release, perhaps. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. Should I – is it wrong of me to shield this pure body from the world, or should I say, look
– I think it
look,
is. You're being selfish. You're being,
I think
you're
so.
You're being a jerk.
Yeah. I have a duty to share this with everybody.
You said duty. It's the dark 30 hour.
I think some people feel that way. For example, we have a story here from Holmes Beach, Florida. They say a 26-year-old Floridian is locked up on felony lewdness because she removed her bikini top in a beachside cafe and began groping her breasts in a, quote, sexual nature, while also, quote, tugging on her nipple rings, cops allege. They say the woman was in line at the eatery when all of a sudden she just spontaneously removed her her bathing suit and started to announce, "This is now a restaurant."
Nice. That's all. She's in, punny. Very punny.
She started walking around the cafe, sat down at a table where she began, started groping her breast and moaning loudly. They say this restaurant usually caters to family-oriented tourists, so they were not very happy with her performance that day. That is an understatement. Hey, and when we come back, I have a story for you about an amazing sight that ambulance crews, you know, we're talking ER people, encountered when they took a 92-year-old man into their ambulance. Apparently, while the ambulance was unoccupied, somebody else occupied it. And I will explain to you what that person was doing inside.
Tugging on his nipple ring.
It's so weird to me what people get off on. Okay, it's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and speaking of strange, we'll be back right after these very important messages.
As you stand under the bar light and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, with people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark. We'll be right back. It's a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 out here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Dark 30 means we are deep into safe harbor, and this is the hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial, often sordid and seedy material, okay? We call this the show where we explore the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity, and, well, we are digging deep into that pit this hour, so consider that your warning, not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies, okay? So tune out if you don't want to hear these stories. These are legit news stories, so far as we can tell, about the dark side of humanity. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You may call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. And also, remember now, if you have never been to Asheville, North Carolina, do what you have to do to get there. Fly, drive, hitchhike, do what you have to do to get there on Sunday, July 19th, 2015, because that is when I am producing and hosting the big Wishing Machine Extravaganza. If you don't know what it is yet, well, go to joshuapwarren.com. You'll find a link there, or you can go to wishingmachineproject.com, click on workshops there, and you will see why this is a world-class event, but you better buy your ticket right now. Okay, let's get back to some of the news that we share with you during the Dark 30 hour. This story comes to us from the UK. Apparently, a 92-year-old man was suffering chest pains about 10:15 p.m. So an ambulance came. They parked their vehicle. Paramedics went out and, you know, got the man and treated him enough to bring him into the vehicle. Apparently, during the period of time in which they parked the vehicle and then got the man to bring him back, which, you know, I don't know exactly how long we're talking, probably not that long, probably less than an hour, the ambulance crew was shocked to come back and find that there were other people in the ambulance. As a matter of fact, a 19-year-old man and a girl were in the ambulance. The man was lying on the stretcher with the girl on top of him. They were, making out. It says they weren't actually having sex, although it seemed they were pretty darn close. EMT asked them what they were doing and told them to get out of the ambulance. And the teen said, "Hey, what's your problem? We're just trying to have sex." Well, of course, the EMT became more insistent, saying, "You got to get out of here." At that point, things got really ugly. They say the 19-year-old punched the EMT in the face 3 times. And they say it actually hurt him pretty bad. The EMT had some significant facial wounds. So then the police had to arrive. They arrested the 19-year-old and the 18-year-old girl. And nobody can explain why in the world that these two thought that an open ambulance sitting outside of a man's house was a good place for them to sneak in and carry on like this. Weird and amazing, and that's creepy as well. How could you even feel romantic in that type of an environment? Very weird. I'm sure, Sam, you've never done anything like that in an ambulance.
Not in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. I have morals and values.
Yeah.
Investigator Shelley Wright is looking at me with a wry smile. And mm-hmm. I can see her shaking her head. She's like,
Sam, have you heard about this rash of businesses?
Oh.
Not that rash. Different rash. Rash of businesses all over the U.S. that have been experiencing porn hacking. I mean, it's really gotten crazy. I mean, even WLOS has reported on some of this stuff.
That's probably just John Lee on leaving his browser open. Just kidding, John. My first show I ever did was with John. He was great. It was fun.
John is a great guy. Yes, he has worked with me on a number of segments over the years. Since I was just a wee lad. Yeah. All over the U.S., be it Denny's or Applebee's, KFC, McDonald's, there has been a rash of porn on TVs.
Oh, okay.
In stories all week. Okay, so, like, here's one example. Oklahoma City, KFC, says you can imagine the surprise of customers at KFC when they saw nudity on TV. It says, quote, strong sexual content. There was full nudity of both partners. This is according to customers. It says, then the sound started and everyone in the place could absolutely hear and see it. Goes on to say there was one wife there who was not laughing because her 6-year-old...
She has no sense of humor.
Well, she had 6-year-old twins and they were at KFC and, you know...
Is that mommy?
Yeah. But just locally there in West North Carolina, in Haywood County, says a pornographic movie played at a Waynesville family restaurant on Easter Sunday, upsetting the patrons.
Now, how is this being hacked? Is this like, I can't imagine these are all like smart TVs that are Bluetooth enabled or, I mean.
Well, I have an answer for you, but first let me just point out this was at a Huddle House in Haywood County. And an X-rated movie started playing on the TV. I have a lot of friends. I have teams of experts who
are
out there.
Tell yourself that. You tell yourself that all you want.
Give it, whatever they're called, they're people giving me info. And apparently, now there's a fine line between reporting stories and inspiring people to do things. But apparently there is a series of apps that are coming out right now, and I could be wrong about how I'm wording this, but apps that are able to tap into, let me put it this way, able to make use of the broadcasting capability of, I presume, certain cell phones, tablets, computers, and then very easily hack into any type of nearby broadcast sensitive device. So, you know, your TV may be hooked directly into a cable, but that doesn't mean that you can't switch it off of that cable to something else. I'll give you an example of this. I have an old friend who will remain nameless. Who said, one time he went to a store, an electronic store, and he bought a watch. And he says, hey, this watch is cool because it can send out a signal that will switch the TV signal or the TV channel at any time if I'm within, 20 feet of a TV. And so we were at a sports bar. And I'm talking a sports bar with, 20 TVs around. And everybody's watching a ball game. And he's like, you want to see everybody get really pissed off? And he takes out his watch and, you know, just boop, 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 boop. Next thing you know, right in the middle of a crucial play, all these TVs switch to another channel. And the whole place went, ah! You know, there was just like a chorus of people. And I said, man, they are going to kick our asses if they figure out what you're doing here. And he thought, man, I would love to go to a sports bar during the Super Bowl and do this during a crucial play. And it's just a way for people to have fun. So now somehow this has worked its way into an even easier widespread format for people to go in. And they're doing something similar, meaning they're not necessarily changing the channel, but they are able to somehow use these apps so that these TVs are showing pornographic material.
Let me just say that as far as the KFC goes, if there was porn on the TV and a buffet, I would be there all the time. I'd be there every day for lunch.
Have you ever gone to one of these strip clubs that has a buffet?
Yeah. Not
have
here,
you eaten
but I mean,
there?
Yeah, in Florida everyone does.
That seems a little weird.
You
to
would
me,
think but so, but you go down there, and I mean, like they are all trying to outdo each other, so it's like really good food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, I have a story for you from, of all places, Toys R Us. Oh,
quack, quack.
You know, I've already been talking about Applebee's, KFC, McDonald's, Huddle House. Now we'll go to Toys R Us. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back. The Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You may call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And also, if you go right now to wishingmachineproject.com, that's wishingmachineproject.com, you are going to get free shipping and handling on any orders within the United States.
Who's doing handling? You?
It's free. I always do it when it's free. And so, therefore, you can you'll find out why we've sold and shipped and had success with these. I'm talking all over the world, okay, honestly, all over the world, and I could go on and on reading testimonials. As a matter of fact, I got one in, came in about 2 hours ago, an email saying, I own a business. My business never makes money on the weekends. That's our weak spot. He said, I got a wishing machine, and he said, we had a record-breaking weekend. I didn't print this out, otherwise I could read it to you verbatim, but that's what the guy said, record-breaking weekend from using the wishing machine. So go to wishingmachineproject.com, and while you're there, click the link to workshops, and that will give you information on the workshop that I have coming up in Asheville, North Carolina, on July the 19th, and you'll be able to watch a video, and hopefully I'll see you there. Here's a story from Scotland. They say, here's the headline, man held after allegedly running naked through Toys R Us with a cricket bat. It says the scene outside the Toys R Us store there in the town of Dundee was chaotic. A man allegedly crashed his car into the store and then ran naked through the toy shop with a cricket bat. It says a female sustained a facial injury during the disturbance and required medical attention when the suspect swatted her in the face. Police confirmed the man was undressed at the time. Police in Scotland said, quote, I guess, what are they talking about? Scotland Yard. Anyway, quote, anyone who remembers seeing anything suspicious in or around the store is asked to contact police immediately, end quote. Who would have ever suspected something like that would take place at a Toys R Us? Insane. Here's a story from Boca Raton, Florida. A 48-year-old Boca Raton man is in Palm Beach County Jail after police said he harassed his neighbors and exposed his genitals in front of the family and their daughter. The man is charged with committing lewd or lascivious acts and exposure of sexual organs. A neighbor called police Monday evening around 7 p.m. after the man began causing a disturbance from across the canal. I'm just going to move on. You've got the picture. You know, this is the Dark 30 Hour. I mean, folks, these are real stories that you don't hear so much about in the mainstream media, and that's why we warn you, like, you know, they're more controversial, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Charleston, West Virginia, says a woman accused of attempted robbery did not have to be strip searched. She was already naked. Police got a call early Thursday morning about a robbery at the One Stop convenience store. At the same time, they were responding to a call about a naked woman in a nearby parking lot. Turns out, well, it was really one stop to solve both complaints. They found the 30-year-old naked woman hiding in the store's electrical closet. Witnesses told police that this woman walked into the store, grabbed a female clerk by the hair, and demanded she open the safe. A witness opened the store door so the cowering clerk could flee. Goes on to say here, the woman at least was honest, and she told the deputies when they arrived, quote, I am stupid, take me to jail, end quote.
Know your role.
Yeah, you have to at least admire that much. She knew what was going on here. Goodness. Here's one from Philadelphia. Again, Dark 30 Hour. Tune out if there are kids around or anybody's easily offended. Here's the headline. Law professor who sent anal bead porn to her students now under investigation. A female professor frequently uses email to update assignments, and this posting was for her first year legal methods writing class. This woman loves anal beads, and
why shouldn't she?
Yeah, and apparently, you know, I'm not going to get into any more detail than this, but she was sending content, portraying the use of anal beads to her students and incorporating that into the lesson plan.
Well, I mean, if you want to keep the attention of the students, that's one way to do it.
Well, she accomplished that. Here's a story from can you tell Sam that I have a huge stack of stories this week? It's insane.
Are you bragging right now?
I'm just saying it's April. It's more proof. Crazy stuff is taking place. Here's a story from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Flacking, Shelley.
Yeah, I know.
It says here, woman, here's the headline. Woman offered deputy oral sex in exchange for letting her go. The deputy wrote, quote, the woman was in the back seat of my patrol car, and she continued to offer me oral sex in exchange for letting her go, end quote. A bartender at a place called Booney's Bar there in West Palm Beach had to call police on the 23-year-old woman last Friday, because they said she got extremely intoxicated and began offering customers, you know, these types of favors left and right. It says the bar manager told police she'd gotten kicked out of the bar about a week before for doing the same thing. So here's a woman who just pops up in the bar and just starts going, you know, nuts, offering everybody this service. Now, I don't know whether this is good or bad, but I will just tell you for the sake of journalism, my researcher here who sent me this story put in parentheses, note, she is not ugly. Anyway, it says deputies confronted the woman. She got angry and resisted arrest. It says she actually at one point slipped out of her handcuffs and knocked a deputy to the ground in a struggle. It says when he eventually restrained her, she then kicked him in the groin several times and then offered him oral sex again. She's in a lot of trouble, and she's also very mixed up. I've seen women use stilettos, like, you know, on men's private parts.
Did you see that at a KFC?
Could have been. But that is not normal, to kick a man in the groin and then offer.
What is normal, Josh?
Everything that I do is normal. What I do in my life is normal.
What me and a lady in heels, and a 90-year-old man in an ambulance,
and fireworks and lubrication and my rear end, that is normal.
My body, my choice.
A conch shell and a pina colada.
Didn't get off to it.
Woo! Stay tuned, folks.
That's going to be a hit single. Single.
Don't forget me when you're at the top of the billboards.
I won't. You'll be like suing me for royalties.
Yes, it's going to get ugly. Okay, here's a story from Decatur, Alabama. It says here, man arrested after exposing himself to a delivery woman. Well, that's easy to do, isn't it? It says here, a female delivery person, it's really a FedEx woman, said that the man exposed his genitalia to her in a sexual way while she was making the delivery. Basically, she says she handed him his package at the door and asked the man to sign for his package. Oh, this is too easy, Sam. It says, then the man says, here's my package. Boom, boom. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's a real story. Okay. Well, when we come back, I have the last stories that I have saved for you this evening. And, yes, they're pretty disgusting. Stick around if you want to be exposed to this. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. It's called Speaking of Strange.
I can't believe you're pregnant again. I ain't the one that's done it. You got the wrong damn man. It's costing me a fortune paying for your sins. I can't believe you're pregnant again. I know you've been with Ronnie, 'cause he said you was hot, and you run around with Junior, and Junior brags a lot. Yeah, you're trying to get your claws in me. You'll do whatever it takes. Now you're wanting big cash monies from me to pay for your mistakes. again. I ain't the one that done it. You got the wrong damn man. It's costing me a fortune paying for your sins. I can't believe you're pregnant again.
And we're in the final minutes of tonight. Speaking of strange, I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. That means we are talking about stories that are not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we save them for late at night. They are more sordid and seedy, so consider that your warning. Tune out now for the rest of this hour if you don't want to hear that kind of content, because this is when we deliver it. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a link to their website with a map and more information, or you can call Wright's Coin Shop simply enough at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. I also want to make sure that you understand, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you should sign up for my free e-newsletter. And I have special little things that I will send out just to my e-newsletter subscribers. Updates on, well, like the UFO crash debris and special little products that I find on my journeys. And who knows what little goodies I will have available only to the e-newsletter subscribers. JoshuaPWarren.com. And next week on the show, excuse me, I'm going to be able to talk about my my new book coming out soon, I think. And we might even also have an exorcist on the show. Here are the last three stories of the night. And my goodness, not sure exactly how to read some of these. I have to be careful. First one comes from Kissimmee, Florida. That's right. Florida is just such an active state, you know, that's why we ring the bell to denote every time Florida is mentioned. I think the best thing I can do is just read this one sentence. Listen very carefully. Dark 30 Hour, you're warned. A Walt Disney World employee. Man, isn't that amazing? We've covered them all, haven't we? Like Denny's and KFC and Huddle House. Now we got Walt Disney. A Walt Disney World employee was arrested Tuesday night for masturbating inside a Walmart where he flung bodily fluids on an unsuspecting woman as he prowled the store aisles while listening to audio pornography on his cell phone with headphones, cops report. That is one of the most amazing sentences I have ever seen in my life.
I would say probably because it's a run-on sentence.
That you know what? It's amazing. I published 20 books. I'm an award-winning writer. That is one of the most incredible sentences I've ever read. And hey, what an honor to share it on the airwaves. Right?
I'm glad to be a part of it. in any way, shape, or form, really. I'm surprised that that's even shocking anymore. I feel that that's just so the norm. That it's not even, to me anyway, it takes a little bit more to shock me, maybe.
Well, I could go on and I could give details, but I don't think it's necessary. That sentence was strong and detailed and vivid and informative enough. I think I would be pushing it too far. If you want more details, go to the speakingofstrange.com Facebook page.
Was that the last story, or do you have one in the chamber?
I've got two more.
Well, you better get on it. You better get on it.
Okay. Next story comes to us from India. Caught red-handed, woman who urinated in her in-law's tea for a year found squatting over teapot by mother-in-law. Again, a lot of information in one sentence. I'm loving this. 30-year-old woman, she had turned on her husband's parents at the home she shared, and they said that for a year, they thought that their tea was tasting weird, And then they walked in, and, you know, it was the mother-in-law who walked in and found it. They said she always smiled to offer us tea, and we accepted. But the mother-in-law says, one day I went into the kitchen and found her urinating in the teapot.
That's quite a feat, too, if you think about it.
Last story from Argentina, a shepherd was found dead after having sex with a scarecrow that he had put in a wig and lipstick.
that to me is a better sentence than flinging.
58 years old, they say they found the man whose rotting remains were next to the scarecrow. The scarecrow also had a very large strap-on attached to it. Says there was no signs of violence or robbery. They're working on the assumption he died during sex with the scarecrow. And they are awaiting results of the autopsy. And you know what?
Dignity.
That's going to do it for this edition. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter there, the Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. Trust me, you're going to love it. You are commanded!
Make my spin. You can make me spin.
Wow.